This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambi Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victor's Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorishealth.com/radio. That's V-I-C-T-R-E-S-S health.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
That's Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambi Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer Fertilizer.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
A 5-point second half for Botkins, which is still amazingly right in this game. Pretty baseline left. Goes to the rim. Great feed. Carter Kleiman got it for two. 36-34. Botkins within a goal. 3:22 to go, fourth quarter. Walked on the play.
Wow.
Walked on the play. Jacob Kleiman. Outlet to Paul. Botkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Botkins up one. Botkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
What a great shot, a great break, and what an incredibly great block by Kleiman at the other end. I mean, he just stuffed him.
38-37. Trojans trail. Jamison Meyer back on the floor for Botkins. Carter Kleiman inbounding right of the rim. On the arc to Jamison. He lets it fly for 30. It's good! It's good! Botkins up two. Botkins up two. Jacob Kleiman to the stripe. 7:4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Kleiman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk, it fell through. Botkins up four. Botkins up four. 44-40. 7:4 remaining. Is there any denying this is by far the best D4 boys basketball team in the state of Ohio in 2021? No.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And they're going to get that really nice gold trophy to put in their case to be able to show everybody that they were.
Colleen Brandewee knocks it down. She hurled in a triple, a high archer. Redskins 51, Convoy Crestview 20. Fort Loramie, AP poll champs 3 straight years. This is state title number 3 in the last 8 completed OHSAA state tourneys. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Loramie.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Loramie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished. Fort Loramie denied an opportunity to play in the state championship 1 year ago because of the health crisis. Comes back in a big way here in 2020-21 to win the state title easily, beating Convoy Crestview 66-24. and McDonald 60-26. Wow. No doubt who the best club is in the state in girls D4.
No, there wasn't one when we got here, but they certainly went out there and proved it.
And again, congrats to the Redskins seniors. Caitlin Gaston, Marin Heitkamp, Kenzie Holcher, Dana Rose, Jaden Goodoff, Clara Gebhardt, Paige Eilerman.
They had to wait 2 years to get this, and boy, they never lost focus, ever.
Baseline left shoulder. Oh, what a maneuver. Oh, what a maneuver. Great drive. Shoulder head fake to the rack for a deuce.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, we've got what should be a terrific game for you here this afternoon from the UD Arena. It's the girls Division IV state semifinals, New Knoxville and Cincinnati Country Day. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Should be a phenomenal tilt. This New Knoxville team is 26-2 on the year. Country Day 21-5. Country Day conquerors of Rushi in a district championship 47-42. Beat Fort Loramie, the number one ranked team in the state in girls Division IV, 47-40. Then beat the number two squad, Tri-Village, 54-44. New Knoxville coach, but Tim Hegemeyer in his 17th and final year probably would have been here once or twice in recent seasons, but the roadblock was Minster. Three straight Keenum Pains in the district championship. Minster defeated New Knoxville. Coach Hegemeyer's team is senior laden. Cincinnati Country Day, primarily sophomores with junior Gracie Barnes. Both teams shoot the ball pretty well from behind the arc. New Knoxville better, 36% to Country Day's 30. New Knoxville shoots free throws at 68%. Country Day shoots foul shots at 62. Both teams are long and lean. It could be a game decided by length on the inside. Neither team with super bench players. New Knoxville will go 6. Cincinnati Country Day 7.
Yeah.
These two teams want to get off to a good start, that's for certain. Country Day did so against Fort Loramie, and Tri-Village led against the Redskins 14-5 after one quarter. And meanwhile, New Knoxville, in a real tough regional championship game against Toledo Christian, rolled out to a 12-4 beginning, was never passed in that game. And Ellie Gable sank a big 15-foot jump shot with under a minute to go to stretch the lead to 5 to help seal the deal. Chuck, this could be one of the finest games of this entire girls tournament here at the UD Arena.
Well, I think it is. It might be one of our best girls games of the year. We know both teams really well. Country Day, we've seen, we watched them knock out Fort Loramie, and they are the real deal. They have really good shooters. They're strong. They play good defense. They're well coached. I'm not sure what else you can say that they have three Zimmermans on the team and all three of them are a threat. You better know where they are. And at the other end, I mean, you got Avery Henschen, you've got Carson Henschen, you've got Becca Leffel who comes off the bench. Ellie Gable is her leading scorer. She's a tremendous defensive player on top of that. I think it's going to be a war.
Speaking of New Knoxville, Avery Henschen off to Wheeling University to play volleyball. Carson Henschen off to Duquesne to play volleyball. Haley Flutterjohn off to Clarion U to play volleyball. These young ladies can also play hoops, and they do it extremely well. Thus, the 26-2 record.
Right.
Having won the volleyball state title, defeating St. Henry just 4 months ago in November at Wright State University. In talking with 17-year head coach John Snell at Cincinnati Country Day, he was high on his team. Sam Easter, what a sixth man, outstanding bench player. Jada Mormon starts. She is a super defensive specialist. And as Chuck, you noted, the Zimmermans are extra special. Sarah Zimmerman shoots that 15-foot free throw about 25 feet in the air. Coach Snell laughed and said, "We didn't teach that, but she makes them."
So we
let so you don't change them. No.
Don't alter that shot.
I had some ugly free throws through the years, but if they go in, you don't care.
And, of course, Gracie Barnes, nearly 16 points a game. She ruled the roost against Tri-Village in the third quarter. She poured in 11 points in that game after draining 26 in the season opener against Tri-Village. The matchup probably Fletcher-John and Barnes. Haley Fletcher-John is the new Knoxville defensive stopper. She's gone against the best guards and wings all year on new Knoxville's opposition. We'll return with more from the UD Arena in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
These two outstanding girls Division IV basketball teams in the state semifinal here today offer super balance in the scoring department for Cincinnati Country Day. As we noted, Barnes is nearly at 16 a game. Sarah Zimmerman, 14. Megan Zimmerman at 10 per outing. Elizabeth at 8. Sam Easter off the bench at 6. Jada Mormon at 4. Gracie Barnes, don't want to foul her. She shoots free throws at nearly 80%. For New Knoxville, leading scorer on the year, Ellie Gable, 44% three-point shooter, 14 per game. Avery Henschen, a dozen per contest. Carson at 9, she shoots threes at 42%. Haley Fletcher-John, 7 a game. Melissa Waterman, Rebecca Leffel at 4 points per game each. Is Coach Tim Hagemeyer at New Knoxville saving his very best for last? Well, we're going to find out in the next couple of games. Tim, in his last year coaching the Rangers, had a great team back in 2007. It went all the way to the state championship, lost to Columbus Afrocentric after defeating Bedford St. Peter Chanel in the state semifinal that season by a point on a Haley Cruz basket with about 20 seconds to go in the contest. We're going to take a one-minute radio station break. One-minute radio station break is next. It's New Knoxville, 26-2 on the year, versus Cincinnati Country Day, 21-5. Girls D4 state semifinal on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams here today, New Knoxville and Cincinnati Country Day, there are indeed key building components. Each team with length on the inside, pound the ball to the middle, go inside out, and let the three-point shooter zero in. Both clubs can score on the interior and the exterior. The components are the same for each. The big difference to Knoxville, primarily seniors. Cincinnati Country Day, primarily sophomores. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Our anchor underwriting sponsors for this game today, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture Mattress Center in Sydney, high-quality furniture priced right. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner since 2006. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM, online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. Thanks as well to Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate in Wygant Real Estate and Development. Phone 419-628-3107. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. Cincinnati Country Day, the visiting team on the scoreboard in the dark blue, light blue numerals outlined in white. New Knoxville Rangers, white from top to bottom. Red numbers, red Rangers across the front of the jersey, outlined in gray. I'd like to welcome a couple of new Knoxville underwriting sponsors with us for this state tournament. Hoagie Lumber Company. That's located in New Knoxville on State Route 29, south edge of New Knoxville, thanks to Hoagie Lumber Company. And the Main Street Station Restaurant, right in Main Street, downtown in New Knoxville. If you go there once, you'll make it your main place for good food, the Main Street Station in New Knoxville. Opening tip about set to take place here at midcourt, waiting on television to give us the okay. And there it is, New Knoxville from left to right on your phone or computer screen as you use your imagination. Cincinnati Country Day from right to left, and the Nighthawks get the opening tap to start. Tracy Barnes, 16 points a game, top of the circle, and as expected, being guarded out front by Fletterjohn of New Knoxville, the defensive wizard for the Rangers. Barnes gave it up, got it back, far left wing. Little pick and roll down inside for Sarah Zimmerman. Catches baseline left and moves off into the corner. Ball thrown 25 feet away to Megan Zimmerman. Back to Sarah, left side of the court. Bounces through the paint area. Ball's punched up in the air. Stolen by Ellie Gable. Gable leads to a teammate down the floor. Driving layup, yes! Streaking to the rim for the New Knoxville Rangers and getting the first two of the game was Haley Fletterjohn. Good chip away by New Knoxville in Country Day's half court. Fletterjohn was fouled over the shoulder as she streaked to the basket. She's at the line for a plus one. She swishes it, and New Knoxville leads it 3-0. Rangers right away, Chuck, displaying how good they are defensively.
Sarah Zimmerman, who's a really good basketball player, got in the lane that time, and just too many hands around her. She couldn't control it.
Keep in mind, Country Day, primarily all sophomores, Gracie Barnes, a junior, New Knoxville Rangers, seasoned seniors, who won the Division IV state volleyball crown in November. Open player, far left wing, three ball, swish! Elizabeth Zimmerman drained a 25-footer for the Nighthawks. We're tied at three.
outside the arc, high left. It's Carson Etchen. Here comes the double team. Fine defense being shown here by Country Day. Dribbling into the paint area goes Avery Henschen. Bounces down low to the cutter, Ellie Gable, who circles back out on top. At the elbow on the right, it's Carson Henschen. 17-footer splashed off the iron. Rebound out of bounds in the corner to Country Day. Tied at three, opening 90 seconds. Barnes will bring it down the floor along with Megan Zimmerman. And number two, Haley Fletterjohn, 5'5 senior guard, greets Barnes. Gable now on Megan Zimmerman, who goes baseline left. Megan out to Sarah. There are three Zimmermans, two part of a triplet birth with brother Andrew. Sarah, senior, a couple years older than twins, Megan and Elizabeth. Straight away with the ball is Megan Zimmerman. She's behind the arc. Goes right wing to Elizabeth. Still behind the arc. Now at the elbow in the right, 16 feet away, goes baseline. Arc is up a 10-footer, way overshot it, not even close. Rebound down to New Knoxville, uncontested. Carson Henschen snatched the board. Gave it up to Gable. Gable roams into the right corner. Game tied at three. We played 2.5 minutes. Into the lane area to Avery Henschen. Backs down Mormon. Throws to Melissa Waterman on the arc. They go high-low. Avery to Carson. And it's spoiled by Country Day, which comes away with the theft. Game tied at three. 5:20 left. First quarter. Long three ball. Gracie Barnes caught it in the forecourt. Shot it way short. Rebound Mormon. Baseline right to Gracie Barnes. Dipsy do. Shovel shot. Good.
Wow.
In off the window. Foul on New Knoxville. Circus shot by Gracie Barnes, who went down hard.
Part of the shot was on her way down to the floor. That was impressive. Hope she's okay. She's limping a little bit. She went down hard, like you said.
Yep, she does not appear to be okay. She is favoring the leg.
She's a kid. She'll be okay.
Hope so, but it's noticeable right now. In fact, she's ailing, not stepping up to the foul line. Boy, she made a crafty reverse layup against Tri-Village on Saturday to break that game open in the third quarter. It was a sparkling shot, just as this one was here. Well, she's well enough to make the free throw.
I'm watching her.
6-3 in favor of Country Day, which has pumped in six straight points after New Knoxville scored the first three. Here is Ellie Gable. Low left side, 8 feet away, forced up a shot in traffic. Backboard rim no good. Rebound, search down in the right corner by the Rangers, who still have it. 4:49 to go in the first period. 6-3 in favor of Country Day. Ball thrown to the post. Gable to Avery Henschen. Spins with the left hand. Overshoots it. Weak side rebound. Yes! Carson Henschen on the board. Put back. 6-5. Country Day up one. Gracie Barnes to midcourt. Definitely favoring the leg a little bit. Yep, she's got a hobble in her gait. We'll have to keep an eye on that. Megan Zimmerman hands to Sarah, who pops out to catch. Sam Easter in on the floor off the bench. 5'7 sophomore. Sarah Zimmerman foul line, fakes right, goes left, throws behind her to Megan, who hoists up a three way off to the left, no good. Easy rebound, New Knoxville. 6'5 Country Day. Gable up the floor, top of the circle. Right flank, it goes to Melissa Waterman. She steers to the right baseline. Crowds her way against Megan Zimmerman. Throws on the arc to the cutter down the lane. Gable, look at that shot. Good! What a play. Ellie Gable threw it in, a teardrop on the run. She was belted as she delivered it home. Wow. We've had some terrific offensive plays already in this game in the first 4 minutes.
Well, Megan Zimmerman took what appeared to be close to a charge that time, and she got up, and she's a little banged up, too. She went hard also.
3:53 to go here in the first quarter. New Knoxville 7, Cincinnati Country Day 6. Gable, a phenomenal foul shooter at over 80%, drains it, and the Rangers are up 8-6. Country Day down the floor, hemmed in the left corner is Megan Zimmerman. She throws a pass that's intercepted by Gable. Collapsing D by New Knoxville. Then the Rangers turn it over. Muffed by Ellie. Down the floor come the Country Day Nighthawks. It is
Sarah Zimmerman racing in from the left wing, and the ball is booted by New Knoxville out of bounds to Country Day.
Well, it was going to be a layup, and Gable got a foot out and got it. That was a good defensive play, even though they didn't get the ball.
6'4", Daisy McLean on the floor now in the post for Country Day. She catches at the foul line, dumps it down low for Sarah Zimmerman, smacked out of bounds by the Rangers, who lead 8-6, 3:29 to go in the first.
We've seen Country Day quite a bit in the last 3 years, and Daisy McLean comes in, and sometimes she can be a real force.
Ball thrown in on the arc to Megan Zimmerman. Very high, arching 26-footer off the back iron. Rebound is caught by McLean. She throws it back on the arc to Sarah Zimmerman. Country Day restarts. McLean in the post. Sarah Zimmerman at the elbow on the left. Goes baseline left to Sam Easter. Wants to drive, can't do it. Throws it foul line to Megan Zimmerman. Batted free by New Knoxville. Ball was thrown into a cluster. Rangers come up with the takeaway. Ahead but two. 2:59 to go in the first period. Here's Haley Fletterjohn through the top of the circle. Goes foul strike to Avery Henschen. Oh, down inside to teammate Carson for the gimme. Head coach John Snell of Country Day needs a timeout. New Knoxville Rangers 10. Country Day Nighthawks 6. 2:50 left. Opening quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
Oh, a nice run by the New Knoxville Rangers of 7 points in succession to come from 6-3 down to up 10-6. Final 2:40 first quarter. After the Country Day timeout, the Nighthawks start their offense down to our left. Elizabeth Zimmerman, 5'8 sophomore, has got the ball 25 feet away. She goes baseline around one white shirt, another blocked on the play by the Rangers. Great play by Carson Henschen, who saved it inbounds. Carson romps down the floor, gives it up, gets it back in the post. Ball thrown right wing to Avery. In the top of the circle now, Rebecca Leffel has checked on the floor. 5'9 senior wing player. Outside the arc, left side, Ellie Gable. She hoists up a three. It spins off the ring, no good. Fine rebound, Avery Henschen. She's walloped on the arm as she went up to stick it in. She's awarded 2 free throws here.
Country Day looks a step slow right now, and that is not what we've seen in their games earlier in the season.
It's a big stage, not so big for New Knoxville. They won the volleyball title 4 months ago in Division IV. 2 free throws coming. Avery Henschen, swish. She's got it. 11-6 Rangers. Again, I repeat, New Knoxville, senior laden. Country Day, all sophomores, except for junior Gracie Barnes. And Daisy McLean, 6'4 backup post player, a senior who comes in off the bench.
Sarah Zimmerman's a senior, too.
I'm sorry, I forgot about Sarah.
Yeah.
But it is a sophomore-dominated club, no question about it. Both free throws dead center by New Knoxville. 9 straight points for the Rangers, a lead at 12-6. Country Day's got to stop the bleeding. Dribble drive, head of the key, Megan Zimmerman out of Sarah, 25 feet away. Sarah guarded by Avery Henschen. She's at the elbow on the right, now retreats. McLean sets a screen. Sarah doesn't use it. There's a pass wide into the forecourt, into the New Knoxville bench. Deflection by the Rangers out of bounds.
That was just a fingertip, but that was the correct call.
Stagnant offense right now from the Nighthawks, getting nothing done against the Rangers' tenacious defense. New Knoxville giving up 12 points per game fewer on the year than Country Day. Here's a long three ball by Jada Mormon from the right wing, and she buried it. Jada Mormon from downtown.
That was huge.
Line drive shot right in front of the Rangers bench. 12-9. New Knoxville up 3. Right wing Rebecca Leffel. She jacks up a three ball. She counters. Wow. Rebecca Leffel, very good three-point shooter, poured it in from distance. Into the forecourt, Country Day in a jiffy. Ball is punched out of bounds by New Knoxville, says the referee. And head coach Tim Hegemeyer disagrees for the Rangers.
Referees look at each other. They don't confer. It's going to be Country Day ball in the half court. 15-9 in favor of New Knoxville. A minute five to go in the first. Two big threes, one by Mormon of Country Day. And then that was matched by Leffel in off the bench for New Knoxville. Coach Tim Hegemeyer hoped to get her going. She's been in a rut shooting the three. Here's a long triple left side of the floor. Megan Zimmerman, it is in and out, no good. Fine rebound by Elizabeth. Threw it to Sarah. And she's collared below the basket, nowhere to go. She stumbles, walks with the ball out of bounds. Great defense by the Rangers.
Yeah, she had no dribble, since she was in trouble and nobody came to help.
42.5 to go first quarter. New Knoxville 15, Country Day 9. In backcourt here for the Rangers is Ellie Gable. She walks it up carefully. Token pressure over the timeline from Country Day. Ball thrown to Avery Hinch in high post. Defender on her back. So far, one team foul on New Knoxville, four on Cincinnati Country Day. Half minute to go, opening period. 6-point lead, New Knoxville. Which jumped out on Toledo Christian, 12-4 in the regional championship last Saturday. Outside the arc on the left, it's Haley Flitterjohn. Being checked tightly by Elizabeth Zimmerman. Good D from Elizabeth. Here comes the double team. New Knoxville in trouble. On the arc, Gable is fouled. She fires up a three. It glances off the rim and ricochets out of bounds in the far corner of the floor. Country Day ball down six with 12.7 to go in the first. New Knoxville probably should have held it for the final shot.
Yeah, that was a little early.
Rangers aren't aware of the time. Barnes has the ball with 8 seconds to go. Finds Sarah Zimmerman wide open. She caught it low on the left. Used the screen and laid it through, beating the buzzer. Gracie Barnes lulled everybody to sleep, top of the circle, waiting for Zimmerman to peel off the screen. She did so. Well-designed play, but Country Day freeing up Sarah Zimmerman for a big hoop to end the first quarter of action. New Knoxville 15, Cincinnati Country Day 11 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back at the UD Arena. New Knoxville Rangers in front of Cincinnati Country Day, 15-11. Seconds away from the start of our second quarter of action. Looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Well, Osgood Bank has got you covered. Whether you are a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or you need cash-out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank and Osgood Chickasaw, Fort Lorman, Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. Here's New Knoxville with a possession to start the second quarter. After six or seven passes, the ball is thrown to Haley Flitterjohn, who tries to drive. It's poked away and stolen by Country Day, which flashes down the floor, hooking foul against the Rangers.
Country Day came out in a 2-3 zone that time, and I don't know if Knoxville recognized it right away.
4-point difference in this game starting the second quarter. 15-11, New Knoxville. Rangers had a couple 6-point leads in that first period. Deep in the right corner, it's Sam Easter with the ball for Country Day. 5-7 soft. Goes to Gracie Barnes, 30 feet away, high left. Barnes maneuvering. Foul line. She's cut off by two players. Good D by New Knoxville. Ball thrown cross court to Sarah Zimmerman. Baseline left. Hooks up a left-hander off the backboard. Didn't catch the rim. Rebound is into the hands of Ellie Gable of New Knoxville. She sprints down the floor. It's a high screen from Avery Henschen. Ellie picks up her dribble, looks in the middle for Avery, can't find her. On the arc to Haley Fletterjohn. 6:48 to go, second quarter. New Knoxville 15, Country Day 11. Here's the ball thrown by New Knoxville, intended for Carson Henschen. A shove from Sarah Zimmerman, and New Knoxville getting close to the 1-1 with only a minute 15 gone, quarter number two.
Well, Sarah Zimmerman had the right idea. She was just about a half a step late getting there.
Inbounding the ball, baseline right, Gable for New Knoxville. Into the corner to Haley Fletterjohn, checked by Mormon of Country Day. Straight away, Avery. Back to Fletterjohn, 25 feet out, it's Gable. Bounces, high post, Avery Henschen, looks baseline, no one home. Goes to Fletterjohn, cross court, near side, three ball, Melissa Waterman. Was she straddling the arc? Yes, it was a two. Great ball rotation by New Knoxville. 17-11 Rangers. Forecourt left with the ball. Megan Zimmerman for Country Day. Hands off to Gracie Barnes behind the arc. Weaves her way to the baseline. Hands to Mormon. Back to Gracie. Elbow right. Turnaround Jay. Good. That was pure.
Boy, she scared, squared her shoulders up that time. That was a nice shot.
True, right through the net. Gracie Barnes, 17-13. New Knoxville by four. Long pass, 50 feet down the floor, over the top of the pressing defense from Country Day. Goes off the fingertips of Carson Henschen, out of bounds. Nighthawks ball, down four. Just under six to go here in quarter number two. Gracie Barnes walks it to midcourt. Hands it off 25 feet away to Megan Zimmerman, and bodies go to the floor hard. Chasing Zimmerman was Waterman of New Knoxville. Common foul.
Yeah.
Out of bounds to Country Day, side court.
She lost her balance and fell into her.
5 minutes, 43 seconds to go, quarter number two. Mormon to inbound, about 10 feet down from the center line on the side. Goes to Barnes. Handoff on the arc to Megan Zimmerman. Retreats to the three-point line after penetrating a little bit. Back to Mormon, high left, puts it on the deck, wants to drive, closed off. Good defense, Carson Henschen. Handoff baseline left to Barnes. That's a no-man's land. Two white shirts, two blue shirts, and New Knoxville comes out of there with a jump ball and the arrow.
They got the arrow pointing the other way. I think it's actually Country Day's ball.
And it gets fixed. Nighthawks bounce the ball into pressure. That was a thicket of players on the court, but they do get a break. Arrow does indeed allow Country Day to retain possession. 20 feet out, it's Megan Zimmerman on a weave to Sarah, looking for the player cutting through the lane. Sarah bounces, double-teamed to Mormon, 25 feet out. Straight on, it's Elizabeth. Long three ball, jettisoned up, hits the back rim, squirts off. Rebound down to Gable of New Knoxville. Ellie to midcourt, motions. Picked up 25 feet away by Elizabeth. Ball slung to the near side of the floor to Melissa Waterman. Back cross court to Fletterjohn, into the paint. Near side to Waterman, fakes left, goes right. She took a knee from a defender. 16 fouls in Country Day. 4:45 to go, second quarter. We're stuck at 17-13 in favor of the Rangers.
Well, she made her move, and Megan Zimmerman stuck a leg out. They're going to call that every time.
Key sequence in this game right now. Final half of the second quarter, New Knoxville maintains a four-point cushion. Ball lobbed into Haley Fletterjohn near midcourt. Picked up out there by Elizabeth Zimmerman, and bodies go to the hardwood again. Mormon was highly aggressive for the steal and plowed into Gable, and she's a marksman at the line. She goes there for the 1-1.
Well, I understand the effort. I mean, she almost got there, but she made contact, and now they're shooting free throws. Like you said, this is not the girl you want on the line.
Ellie Gable, a splendid foul shooter for New Knoxville, flips it in calmly and coolly, and New Knoxville leads it 18-13. 4:40 left in the second quarter. Second free throw is pumped up on the way. Oh, it lifted the iron, came out.
5-point lead to Knoxville. Country Day on the run. Barnes, forecourt left. Picked up by Fletterjohn. Now sliding over to double team is Carson Henschen. On the arc to Sarah Zimmerman. Zimmerman 16 feet away. Left corner, Mormon. Bodies go down. No whistle. Good no call. Here's Barnes, 35 feet out. Boy, she's not getting the shots, Chuck, that she would prefer. Sarah Zimmerman, foul line, wants the maneuver, can't do it. Avery and Carson shut her down. Zimmerman, baseline right. There's a horse shot, a wild one from 10 feet. High off the backboard, no good. Weak side rebound, down to Leffel of New Knoxville. Ahead to Gable. Here's a drive, middle of the paint, right down the avenue goes Avery Henschen, no good. But a foul in the act of shooting. Avery split two blue jerseys. Got the benefit of being raked on the arm. Country Day fans think it might have been a whiff. Nonetheless, two foul shots awarded to the Rangers, who are up five with 3:56 to go.
I have to tell you, I was looking right at it. I did not see any contact.
Tell you what, Chuck, Rangers defense has been the theme of this game so far. Sarah Zimmerman, Gracie Barnes, not getting the looks they would like.
They know. Not any of them are getting shots that are not contested.
Free throw by New Knoxville, pumped up and in. Second shot, Rangers. Glances off the front iron. Long rebound, kicks to Gable. Big break. Avery Henschen made one of two. New Knoxville got the board. 25-foot ricochet off the side of the orange. Here's a cross-court pass to Fletterjohn. New Knoxville up six, 3:39 left to go, second quarter. Ball thrown to the post, rolling to right. Handled there by the Rangers. Tie-up occurs. Carson Henschen was nodded by Gracie Barnes. 3:36 left, second quarter. 19-13 New Knoxville. Rangers inbound. Low on the right to Henschen. Shot blocked away. It's loose. And the Rangers scramble and get it back. Lengthy possession for New Knoxville, which needs to make it count. 6-point lead, Rangers. 25 feet away, it is Haley Fletterjohn with the ball, and head coach Tim Hegemeyer gets a very good timeout for the New Knoxville Rangers, who lead it by six over Country Day, 19-13, 3:22 left in the second. Hoagie Lumber Company in New Knoxville, whether large or small, let the Hoagie building professionals help in planning your farm building. And Hoagie buildings can be used for a variety of light commercial utilizations, such as office buildings, storage buildings, machine shops, retail stores, equipment sales buildings, and other commercial uses too. Hoagie's town and country garages and storage buildings are distinctively styled to add a touch of class to your property. Color-coordinated roofing and siding, trims, along with walk doors, overhead doors, windows, overhangs, and other features enhance the looks and beauty of these fine buildings. Hoagie building professionals have years of experience also in designing and building livestock construction sites, too. That's Hoagie Lumber Company. South edge of New Knoxville. Can't miss it as you head into town on Route 29. It's on the left. Hoagie Lumber Company in New Knoxville. More about Hoagie later on in this game. Thanks to Hoagie Lumber Company. A new sponsor for the New Knoxville Rangers here in the state tournament. Leffel's got the ball at the foul line for New Knoxville. On the arc to the three-point shooter is Fletterjohn. Way short. Scrap for the rebound. It is collected on the play by Country Day. It's Megan Zimmerman. High dribble. Threw it down to Sarah. Back to Easter in the corner. Little give and go. Intercepted pass in the paint, but Carson Henschen spoiled again by the Rangers. Country Day's not scored in about 4.5 minutes.
They're not getting any good looks at all.
The defense of New Knoxville is dictating this contest so far. 6-point lead, Rangers have not had a point in this game in 3.5 minutes. New Knoxville goes to the high post to Carson Henschen, and the ball is flipped out of bounds, intended for Rebecca Leffel in the corner. We're stuck at 19-13, New Knoxville, 2.5 to go in the second. Sophomore Elizabeth Zimmerman to midcourt, to Sarah behind the arc, straightaway Mormon, ball high overhead. Mormon peers down inside. Again, it's a telegraph pass. Picked off once more by Avery Henschen. Numerous steals and takeaways. by New Knoxville so far in this game. Ball thrown right corner to Gable, and it's pounded out of bounds by Mormon of Country Day. 19-13, New Knoxville leads, 2:04 to go, second quarter. Chuck, the score at the end of period number one was
15-11.
So it's a 4-2 second quarter in favor of the Rangers. It has been a stalemate. The scoring is stalled. Defenses have taken over, and I thought that could very well happen. I figured 40 points would win this game.
I thought something in the 30s. So, yeah.
Here's Haley Flutterjohn, near right side. Throws it to Gable. Head coach Tim Hegemeyer instructs the play call. Gable picks up her dribble. Goes high post to Avery Hinch and to Carson. To Gable, right wing, Mormon all over her. Gable gives it up, straight on to Flutterjohn. Foul stripe, Carson Henschen, near side Gable. Enters the lane area. Good pocket pass down inside to Avery Henschen. Shot blocked. Got it back. Blocked again. Great defense by McLean of Country Day. Loose ball picked up by New Knoxville, which has it. Here's a drive by Gable. Flew an eye off the window. No. Rebound to midcourt. 1-on-2 for Country Day. Holding up is Elizabeth Zimmerman. To Barnes in the lane. Awkward runner. Way off to the left. Rebound to Knoxville. Ball batted, stolen by Mormon. And then coming out of there with it, the Rangers on a steal. Flutterjohn bolts down the floor. Late feed low on the right to Waterman. Foul line, Jay. Avery Henschen. It rimmed. No. Rebound down to Easter. Here comes Country Day. Outlet to Elizabeth Zimmerman. 50 seconds to go, second quarter. We still stand at 19-13 Rangers. New Knoxville's defense has been super in this game. It has been suffocating. 30 feet away, Barnes with the ball for Country Day, which is averaging 58 points a game on the year. Nighthawks held to 13 so far. 30 ticks left in the second quarter. We got a moving screen. That's a good call.
Yeah, that was a set play. They said the two screeners at the foul line, and you run the person up between them. But you can't, if the defender's coming through as a screener, you can't move, and she stuck her leg out.
Good observation, Chuck. Official noticed it just as
right
you described. He was down below the basket. He was looking out through the paint up to the top of the circle. And he tooted the whistle. And that is a foul on Country Day. It's a turnover, essentially. And New Knoxville's got the ball with 20 seconds to go, second quarter. Big opportunity to push the advantage out to 8 or 9 at the halftime break. We're down to 12, 11. Deep in the right corner with the ball, it's Melissa Waterman. She juggled it, dribbled it, lost it, went and got it, touched it again on the floor, double dribble.
She wasn't allowed to go get it.
New Knoxville's got to play tight D right here. Meanwhile, the Nighthawks want to zip up the floor in a jiffy, get a good shot.
Well, looking at Gracie Barnes, she was right next to us, and she's still grimacing.
Yep, she's wincing from that earlier injury. 6 seconds to go, first half. Here's a Megan Zimmerman throw to Sarah Zimmerman, and she jacked up a long 25-footer way late after the buzzer. Didn't go in anyway. As Country Day got the ball in the half court a little lethargically, then did not get into the offense, and the shot away did not beat the horn. A 4-2 defensive standoff in the second quarter in favor of New Knoxville, which leads 19-13 over Country Day here at the halftime intermission. Coming up here just in a matter of seconds, it's a 2-minute radio station break. A 2-minute radio station break is upcoming. Main Street Station Restaurant in New Knoxville. Make one stop to eat at Main Street, and it will be your main choice thereafter. Main Street Station, dine-in, takeout, 105 North Main in New Knoxville. Closing at 8 o'clock today. Tell Kate Gottschalk at Main Street Station that you heard about her restaurant right here on scoresbroadcast.com. An outstanding array of appetizers, loaded fries, potato skins, mini corn dogs, onion rings. One thing I like about Main Street Station, milkshakes. That's my favorite. Love the milkshakes. And how about a walk-through salad bar? You don't see them very often anymore. It's there at Main Street Station. You can take advantage.
And don't forget, so much of the food is homemade at Main Street Station. You've got breaded fish right there, homemade pies, burgers from scratch right there at Main Street Station. You'll enjoy the meaty Maine pizza, pepperoni, sausage, ham, hamburger, and bacon. Also the Cajun pizza. A variety of wings available for you, too. Don't forget that steak hoagie, just $6 at the Main Street Station. And I'll go there for the hand-breaded pollock, that two-piece fish dinner. Or maybe the Jack Burger. Jack should like the Jack Burger, shouldn't he? And, of course, the hot dog is the Main Dog at Main Street Station. Tell Kate Gottschalk you heard about her restaurant right here on scoresbroadcast.com and New Knoxville Girls Basketball. Make one stop to eat at Main Street, and it will be your main choice to eat thereafter. Main Street Station, 105 North Main in New Knoxville. Phone for carryout at 419-753-2909, 419-753-2909. It's a two-minute radio station break. New Knoxville 19, Cincinnati Country Day 13 at halftime in this girls' Division IV state semifinal on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman Supply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rishi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at Superior Aluminum.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McVee back at the UD Arena. It's the girls D4 state semifinal between New Knoxville and Cincinnati Country Day. Nighthawks trail the Rangers 19-13 at intermission. This game precedes the contest that involves the other two semifinalists, New Washington Buckeye Central and Waterford. The winner of this game, the winner of game two, come back for a 5:15 tip tomorrow in the state championship contest. Airtime at 4:45 tomorrow afternoon. New Knoxville or Country Day versus New Washington Buckeye Central or Waterford. It is our halftime report here on scoresbroadcast.com. Brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Chuck?
Well, neither team really shot the ball very well in the first half. Country Day was 5 of 16, 31%. They were 2 of 7 shooting threes. That's 29%. Only shot one free throw, made it. On the other side, 6 of 19 from the floor for the Raiders, 31%. 1 of 5 shooting threes, 20%. They are 6 of 8 from the free throw line. There's your difference, 5 points, 75%. rebounding advantage. New Knoxville, 14-12, 7-4 on the offensive boards. Turnovers, Country Day turned it 8 times. New Knoxville turned it 5. Block shots, 3 block shots for New Knoxville, 2 for Country Day. The defense has been outstanding on both ends of the floor. It's just been individual scoring for New Knoxville. They were led. They've got a lot of girls that scored. They had Ellie Gable with 4, Carson Henson with 4. Then they got 3 each from Fletter John, from Leffel, from Avery Henson, and they got 2 from Melissa Waterman. They scored 15 and 4, 19 for the first half. On the other side, 5 points for Gracie Barnes, 3 each for Mormon and Elizabeth Zimmerman, 2 from Sarah Zimmerman. They scored 11 and only 2, and they trail it 19-13 at the half.
Cincinnati Country Day scored 47 against Rushi, 47 against Fort Loramie, 54 against Tri-Village. New Knoxville's defense is dynamite. 19 through the first 2 periods for the Rangers, who on numerous possessions, Chuck, have been stymied, can't get a good look much of the second quarter. Rangers didn't get a good shot either.
Well, both teams are playing great half-court defense.
Yep.
Country Day playing it different. They're trapping, and that has given the New Knoxville a few turnovers, but they've also got a couple of baskets off of it. New Knoxville is playing man-to-man defense. They help. They're not doing anything different, anything special. They're just playing right-in-your-face defense, and they're doing a great job.
Now that is head coach Tim Hagemeyer's staple, yes. Solid man-to-man.
It is a Hagemeyer tradition. His brother at Fort Loramie with the boys, their defense, they were always known for their defense.
Nighthawks averaged 10 points per game more offensively coming into this game. New Knoxville giving up 12 points per game fewer than the Country Day team was allowing over the course of the season. 6-point lead, New Knoxville, limiting Country Day to 13 in the first 2 periods. How many buckets total for the Nighthawks, Chuck?
They had 4 in the first quarter and then 1 in the second quarter.
Wow.
So they got 5 baskets and a free throw.
Fortunately for Country Day, Nighthawks aren't behind any further than 6.
Right, yeah, because their defense has been outstanding too. So New Knoxville not able to really pull away. It goes in most games, but the beginning of this third quarter is going to be key. Country Day has got to hit a couple of shots and get their confidence back offensively. If New Knoxville scores first, 8-point lead in this game with the defense being played is a big lead.
That is our halftime report brought to you by AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. American Architectural Glass, the industry's clear choice.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAGInc.com.
Well, out of the halftime break, Country Day on offense stymied first 25 seconds of the third quarter. Ball was knocked out of bounds once by the Rangers. Country Day has it on the arc. One pass, two passes, long three-pointer gunned up there by Megan Zimmerman. Hit the back iron way up in the air. Rebound yanked down by Carson Henschen of New Knoxville, which leads at 19-13, opening half minute, third quarter of play. Gable shot fake on the arc, steps inside it, retreats and shoots the three.
Oh,
a lot of rim. It goes in! Wow! Ellie Gable's long 25-footer appeared to be a little crooked off to the right. Caught the inside of the iron, went up, kissed the backboard, came down, hit the orange again, and trickled through. Rangers will take it. Biggest lead of this game, 9. Sarah Zimmerman in the post. She's double-teamed. Throws up a shot way short. Rebound tapped out of bounds by New Knoxville. How much longer can Country Day go without scoring and stay in touch?
Well, if New Knoxville's going to hit threes at the other end, not very long.
No. Inbounding below the rim, it's Mormon. Airmails it out back. It goes rolling into backcourt. Raced down by Elizabeth Zimmerman. Up and over the timeline. Picked up by Fletterjohn straight away. Boy, Country Day needs to stem the tide and get the momentum flow headed its direction. Key offensive set. Gracie Barnes on a drive. Might have gotten away with a walk. Shake and bake down the lane. Hit the backboard. It didn't catch iron. Rebound down to the Rangers. That was one of those backyard horse shots. Didn't have a chance to go in. And New Knoxville's defense is forcing Country Day to take those kinds of looks. Here's a long three ball by Gable! Ellie Gable, 2 in a row. She is a terrific three-point shooter. She shot 50% behind the arc in the last month. She connects on 2 straight, and it's a 12-point game. Just like that, double-digit lead for New Knoxville, 25-13. 2 minutes gone, third quarter, 2 long balls by Gable on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
Two big triples back-to-back by Ellie Gable. Empty possessions again, marring the offense for Country Day, which finds itself in a deep hole, 25-13. 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Nighthawks with the ball, out high. It goes to Elizabeth Zimmerman, to Sarah in the post. She's stymied, nowhere to go with it. Then she backpedals to the three-point line. Puts it on the deck, tries to drive against Avery Henschen, can't do it. Now to Mormon. Mormon 25 feet out, throws it to teammate Elizabeth Zimmerman. Now to Megan, deep in the left corner. Gable hooked her with the left arm. It's common. 5:33 to go, third quarter. Again, Country Day, 1 field goal in the second quarter. They scored with about 2 minutes to go in the first. So add up the minutes, 2, 8, and 2.5. That's 12 and a half minutes for Country Day and 1 single basket.
Well, they just don't have any idea how to attack this defense, but I'm not sure I do either.
Here's Elizabeth Zimmerman
nice.
To Sarah. Oh, a good 1-2-3 pass combination. Mormon on the layup. Well done. Good combo.
There you go.
Country Day breaks the spell.
Good ball movement.
25-15. New Knoxville up 10. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Gable on the arc. Hands it off to Fletterjohn. Fletterjohn with it for the Rangers. Goes deep in the right corner to Avery Henschen. She's doubled, tied up, and a timeout by head coach Tim Hegemeyer. Good one.
4:57 left in the third. New Knoxville 25, Country Day 15 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org.
So many thanks to our radio station sponsors and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, Sydney Tire, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, TC Sporting Goods in Sydney, Realty 2000 in Sydney, and Sydney Troy Pickle Body Car Star. After the timeout, New Knoxville throws it in, tied up on the play, but Country Day re-entered by the Rangers baseline right. It's caught about a step below the foul line, but Carson Henschen, good tie-up, strong defensive effort by Country Day, which earns the arrow.
Jada Mormon, that's the second time she's got in there. She's a strong girl.
She is a sparkling defender. 4:44 to go here in the third quarter. New Knoxville 25, Country Day 15. Outside the arc, high left, it's Sarah Zimmerman. Wide open look, three-pointer, just a little short. Coming out of there with the rebound, though, is Mormon. Country Day still has it on the arc to Sarah. Sarah picked up 25 feet away by Avery Henschen. Now Gracie Barnes, boy, she's been checked on about, what, five, six shots max in this game?
Yeah, she's got 5 points, but she hasn't got very many looks.
Nope. She has been thwarted, stopped cold. Leading scorer for Country Day, nearly 16 a game. Can't get much done. No one else can either for Country Day. Here's Sarah Zimmerman trying to post up against Avery Henschen. Can't do it. Throws it on the arc to a teammate. It's caught by Elizabeth Zimmerman, who wants to drive, goes up off the floor for a shot, and it's smacked out of bounds by New Knoxville.
That was really good defense.
Rangers have thrown a net over the Country Day offense. 3:56 to go in the third quarter. New Knoxville 25, Country Day 15. Ball pitched in on the arc to Sarah Zimmerman. Straight away it goes to Elizabeth. Uh-oh, we've got a screen set, not stationary. And head coach John Snell of Country Day rolls his eyes.
Well, I mean, you can, but they've been calling that, so you got to make sure you're set. If the referees are calling it, you got to make sure you're not moving.
Biggest lead for New Knoxville was a dozen. At 25-13, it's 25-15 as Country Day puts on a four-court press. Ball lobbed ahead to Gable. Gable sprints up the floor for the Rangers, circles the wagons, throws it out back to Fletterjohn. She had an open three, but decided better of it and put it in the hands of Ellie Gable, who's coming off two made threes. Fletterjohn, right wing. On top to Avery Henschen. Back door goes Gable. Driving layup. Oh, it rolled off. Stick back is in and out.
Wow.
Tough break. Carson Henschen, a gimme. A chip shot. It zipped around the rim, wouldn't go. After Gable went in and out. And we've got bodies flying in the left corner of the floor as Country Day hustled down the hardwood. Foul, New Knoxville. Well, if either one of those goes in for the Rangers, it's a 14-point spread with 3 minutes left in the third.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of action, just not much scoring.
I'm sorry, had that shot gone in, it would have stretched the lead out to a dozen.
12,
it's
yep.
10 at the moment, 25-15. Sarah Zimmerman on the arc for Country Day. She dribbles into trouble in the paint area, then fires a pass to the three-point shooter, Megan Zimmerman. Her line drive shot catches iron, catches it again, no good. Rebound poked out to Gable for New Knoxville. 25-15 Rangers, who had two point blankers last trip down, each skirted the iron a couple times and came off. But Country Day couldn't capitalize. Ball thrown to Avery Henschen, 18 feet away. She goes high low to Carson down inside. Wide open. Got it for two.
Nice. Very nice play right there.
27-15 New Knoxville. High low action was strong. There's a little give and go down the lane. Well done. Sarah Zimmerman finds Elizabeth for the
right
basket.
Right back at you. Very nice. They had good ball movement the last couple of times.
Fine assist by Sarah. Steal midcourt. Pressure Country Day. Megan down inside the lane. Offensive foul. She pulled her way right into the body of a white shirt. Fans don't like it from Country Day, which missed the shot after the steal. A lot of contact in the lane. New Knoxville set up shop about 5 feet from the basket and drew the charge. 27-17 Rangers. 2:05 to go, third quarter. Midcourt, Avery Henschen up to Fletterjohn. She skips through the middle of the floor, flips it left corner to a teammate. It's Carson Henschen out high. 30 feet away to Gable. She's at the UD logo now, retreating. Picked up by Mormon. High post left. It is Carson Henschen out inside nice to Avery. High-low action again. Previously, it was Avery to Carson. This time, just the reverse. Carson to Avery. 12-point game. 29-17, New Knoxville. 90 seconds to go, third quarter. Mormon in the left corner. Throws a pass into the paint area. No one's home. Not a blue jersey to be found. Intercepted easily by Avery Henschen. Country Day coming unglued a little bit. Good overplay. Good overplay by Country Day, which makes a steal. And then the Nighthawks, in their anxiety to get the ball down the floor in a hurry, pitch it right into Media Row, out of bounds. Rangers get it back. A minute 12 to go, third quarter, leading 29-17. Dribbling is Gable. Checked tightly in backcourt by Elizabeth Zimmerman. Gable up the floor, elbow in the left. Glides into the lane area. Flipped it up from her knees. Hit the backboard, didn't catch rim. Rebound is bounded out of bounds by New Knoxville. As Ellie says to herself, shucks, I missed an opportunity.
Yeah, they missed a few. They could have axed them. It's a 12-point lead. This game could be over if they would have made their last three or four two-footers.
And again, Cincinnati Country Day pushing 60 points per game on the year is mired in a shooting slump here today at 17. Rangers defense has had everything to do with that. Gracie Barnes is dribbling out at the top of the circle. Can't find an open player and then throws it away. Tie-up occurs. Gracie Barnes wincing. She is shaken up. Time out called. It is all New Knoxville, up 12. 44 ticks to go, third quarter. 29-17 Rangers on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Yep, Country Day needs a bucket right here. 44 ticks left in the third quarter. New Knoxville in front, but 12, 29-17. High left at Sarah Zimmerman, thought about the three, put it on the deck, drove against Avery Henschen, and got the friendly bounce off the rim. In it goes.
That was vintage Sarah Zimmerman.
29-19 Rangers. That was a big hoop, fine drive. Good defense by Country Day at midcourt. Stutter step and a walk on Carson Henschen. 25 seconds remaining, third quarter. Country Day needs a bucket right here to get it down below 10, entering the fourth. With the ball top of the circle, it is Elizabeth Zimmerman on a weave to Sarah, 25 feet out. The senior hangs on, looks for Gracie Barnes. She's motoring across the baseline, not available. Here's Mormon, three-point land, doesn't shoot. Throws to Megan, foul line, back to Elizabeth. We're down to 3-2-1. Shot by Country Day at the buzzer. No, Megan missed it long. Seemed like the Nighthawks lost track of the seconds on the clock. New Knoxville owns a 10-point spread after three in the state semifinal, girls D4 here at the UD Arena. 29-19 Rangers on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to an array of fine underwriting sponsors, including Myers Tavern in Botkins. We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who visit us from towns all around. Myers at 303 North Main, known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. Breakfast starts at 6 with omelets. They're outstanding. Terrific strip loin steak at night. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Phone 937-693-8271. Place your carryout from Myers, 303 North Main in Botkins. We bet you won't find better than Myers. New Knoxville up 10. We start the fourth quarter, 29-19 Rangers. Here's Avery Hinton in the right corner. And there's a pickpocket by Country Day from behind. Stolen by Sam Easter. Up the floor, it comes to Mormon. Good steal by the sophomore Easter. Crafty play. A bucket here by the Nighthawks would trim it down to 8. A three-pointer would cut it to 7. We are nearing crunch time. Here's a drive. Awkward play. Elizabeth Zimmerman down the lane. Really didn't have a shot. Got bailed out. A strip on the play by the Rangers. Out of bounds to Country Day. Baseline left. Mormon will throw it in. Fires on the arc to Easter. Spin move against Fletterjohn. Through traffic. Hit the underneath side of the rim. Rebound into the hands of Carson Henschen. Wow. Has New Knoxville's defense stopped Country Day cold here today? Ellie Gable, far right wing. To Leffel. Out high to Fletterjohn to Ellie. They spread the floor. Team fouls two in Country Day. Gable's got it. Baseline left. Pulls up from 15. It bounces once, twice off the rim, no good. Long rebound, Fletterjohn. Inside it goes to Gable. What a feed to Carson Henschen. Woo! Outstanding teamwork. Fletterjohn to Gable to Carson Henschen. Blocking foul at the other end against New Knoxville with 6.5 to go in the fourth, and the Rangers up 31-19. Fouled in the act of shooting. Country Day gets shots at the stripe. Three team fouls on New Knoxville, two on Country Day. That was Sarah Zimmerman exploding to the rim after the make by Carson Henschen of New Knoxville.
There's that mile-high free throw you talked about.
Yep. 15 feet long and about 20 feet in the air. But it's accurate. The first one is good. Second one, swish. She's got them both. 31-21 to Knoxville by 10. Boy, by this point in the game, Country Day is used to having scored about 41 or 42 points. Pressure defense, Country Day. Ball thrown to midcourt. Bobbled. It's pinballed around. It's stolen away by New Knoxville. Fletterjohn knocks down a Nighthawk player. Results in a turnover against the Rangers. 6:28 to go in the fourth. And Country Day gets the ball back. Down by 10, 31-21.
That was a fourth foul on Fletter, John. She'll have to sit.
When will Gracie Barnes start to light it up for Country Day?
I don't know. I think that she just really is struggling. I think she hurt her thigh. That's what they've been working on. They were rolling it. They got it bandaged. I think she's got a cramp that is not going to go away.
Combination of her ailing and the great defense from the Rangers. That combo has shut down Gracie Barnes. Wild drive into the lane, but Sarah Zimmerman, underhanded shot, no good. Rebound to Knoxville, swiped on the play by Country Day. Right back into Sarah. She's triple teamed and tied up. Arrow favors the Nighthawks with 5:58 to go in the fourth. And New Knoxville leading 31-21. Next couple minutes, huge for Country Day, which needs a couple baskets.
Oh, they got to get this down into the 4-5 range with more than 2 minutes to go.
The Rangers are exceedingly good at taking care of the basketball and drawing fouls. Long three, Gracie Barnes, way short. Didn't have a chance. Rebound kicked into the corner, taken down by Avery. Avery engine up to Gable. How many points for Gracie Barnes? Still five?
Barnes has five.
Oh, here's a great pass. What a feed. Waterman found Carson Hinchin alone in the lane. Little drop shot, six-footer, laid it in over the iron. 33-21 Rangers. Wow, the assist work by New Knoxville, the adept passing has been marvelous. Bodies hit the deck below the rim at the Country Day end. Sarah Zimmerman down, and she gets up hobbling. Ailing players on the court right now for Country Day. 33-21 lead, New Knoxville, 5:27 left. Ball inbound to deep left corner, triple. Good! Long bomb, Elizabeth Zimmerman behind the screen. She pumped it in from distance. Rangers lead is 9. Pressure is on. Gable in backcourt against Elizabeth. She glides up ahead. Here comes the trap. Ball fed down the lane to Avery. Got away with a walk, drove to the rim. That's the good call. Thought it might be a whistle and a foul, but nope, clearly a travel way before the contact.
Yep, she traveled. Two of them saw it. They looked at each other to see which one was going to get to make the little motion.
5:06 to go here in the fourth quarter. New Knoxville 33, Cincinnati Country Day 24. Here come the Nighthawks up the court once again. A chance to get it down to 6 or 7. They need to free up Gracie Barnes. Between the rings, here's Elizabeth Zimmerman. Lobs it low post left, intended for Sarah. Intercepted by New Knoxville. Stolen back by Country Day. Sarah Zimmerman gets the chippy. 7-point game, 4:44 left. Gable up the floor, shoots a three. No good, back iron. Rebound McLean. The 6'4 gal yanked down the board for Country Day, which is down 7. 4.5 to go. Barnes, left corner, long triple. Elizabeth Zimmerman in and out, no good. Rebound by New Knoxville. Avery in backcourt. Flips it up ahead to Waterman. And head coach Tim Hegemeyer gets a timeout. Oh, it was getting exciting, frenetic. The floor was getting scattered with players. We had turnovers, we had tip balls, and the pressure by Country Day was getting things a little frenzied. That's a good timeout.
Oh, it was a great timeout. I mean, these are two outstanding basketball coaches, and just watching the chess match of this thing today has been a lot of fun.
I'd like to tell you all about Hoagie Lumber Company in New Knoxville, south edge of town, on the left as you enter town on Route 29. A phone number at Hoagie Lumber, 419-753-2263. 419-753-2263. The depth of Hoagie craftsmanship is reflected in the special products manufactured for churches, hospitals, schools, other institutional and private projects where design flexibility and high level of quality are essential. The ability to use hardwoods, laminates, and solid surface materials allows Hoagie to furnish all of the needs for a wide variety of projects. Wood for furniture, construction, special applications, veneer logs for facing use. Hoagie will welcome an opportunity to discuss your needs. That's Hoagie Lumber Company in New Knoxville. Phone 419-753-2263.
419-753-2263. Expert craftsmanship at Cokie Lumber Company in New Knoxville. Up by just seven, Rangers inbound after the timeout, and Sarah Zimmerman is called for what appeared to be an imaginary trip on a Rangers player.
Well, we just had a one where New Knoxville threw the ball out of bounds, and the referee on top came running in and said it was tipped. There's no way it was tipped.
That's a common foul against New Knoxville, and now Country Day throws it in. It is in the corner of the floor, goes out of bounds. The officials confer to get it right, and it will stay with New Knoxville. My mistake, it was New Knoxville throwing in on the previous play. After a tripping foul against Sarah Zimmerman, it was common. Here's Flutterjohn on the arc, goes back door to a teammate. Good overplay by Megan Zimmerman. She made the pickpocket, and then a body hit the deck, fouled New Knoxville. As the Rangers, in their anxiety to get the ball back after the deflection, got a lot of body, and now with still 4:05 to go and down to seven, Country Day brings it down the floor, an opportunity to shave it to four.
But I said, you get it to 5 or 4, and you still got 3 minutes to go in the game. Now you got a shot.
And Gracie Barnes is due to warm up. She's roaming the baseline, trying to free herself. Baseline left, attempted drive by Elizabeth Zimmerman, and she's fended off and fouled.
They're starting to tighten up the calls a little bit right now.
Uh-oh, 16 fouls, 7. Number 7 on the Rangers, 1-1, Elizabeth Zimmerman. Oh, boy, this situation's huge.
Yeah, it's becoming critical for Country Day now. This is where they got to make their move.
7-point game, 3:55 left, 1-1 Country Day. It is canned at the stripe, nailed by Elizabeth Zimmerman on target. She gets the bonus.
They've only been there 4 times today. They've made all 4 of them.
33-27, New Knoxville by 6. Second shot, Elizabeth. It rattles some more, and like a top, it spins out. Rebound down to Carson Henschen, and she is thrown to the floor in backcourt. It's common. Country Day has really turned up the intensity on defense. The game has become physical.
Well, good thing to get Carson back. You go ahead and get a couple of people away from the end line. You also pull defenders away. You just don't want to walk down there. I don't understand this.
6-point game. It's been as much as 12. Long inbounds pass. Avery to Gable. Catches at the UD logo. Then circles the wagons. Here comes the double team. Nearly a tie up. And Gable hit the deck, dropped to the floor, ruled a foul, and Country Day, New Knoxville got a break.
Well, there's some unhappy fans up there that were looking right at that.
That was a mitt on the ball, and Gable just toppled to the ground.
Right.
Should have been a travel.
Should have been a travel.
Ball inbounded backcourt to Gable, and she makes a circus catch of the ball. Over Piper Ferris, who's in off the bench now for Country Day. Another sophomore has entered for the Nighthawks. Down to 3:32 to go in the fourth. It is a 6-point game. New Knoxville, 33-27. Head of the key on the bounce. Avery Henschen down the lane. Throws left corner to Carson. That of Flutterjohn. 3:19 to go. Drive by Avery through the paint area. Feeds right corner. Gable comes back out on top. New Knoxville hoping for a foul here. They pursue Gable. She dribbles some more. Got hit in the eye. Foul against Country Day. It's still common.
Knocked her contact out. I don't think she knows where it is. Well, they found it. That's a good teammate right there. Carson Henschen found it.
Oh, that was a quick find. Record-breaking.
And she's fun. So tall, she had farther to look than the rest of the girls.
3:05 to go in the fourth quarter. You get the sense that head coach Tim Hegemeyer is trying to put this game on ice in the deep freeze.
Well, yeah, he's gone ahead and spread it out, and they're going to save. And they got 5 fouls. They got another one to give.
And 2 more fouls. New Knoxville's in the bonus. The lead is 6, 33-27. Ball thrown deep left corner to Gable. Here comes the double team. Hands off to Flutterjohn. Back to Gable. She's at midcourt. High dribble. She's trapped. Picks up her dribble. makes a wraparound bounce pass to a teammate. Time out, Coach Hegemeyer again.
Yep, that leaves him with one. Country Day's got two.
And those timeouts late in this contest are critical. What if you can't get the ball inbounds?
Well, there you go. I mean, and that's I think that was a good timeout because they if they're going to spread the floor, then they've got to spread the floor. They're getting too close together and allowing Country Day to trap them.
Here is the situation. 2:55 to go in the fourth quarter. Rangers possession still up only six. It's been as many as 12. It's 33-27. Five team fouls on Country Day, seven on New Knoxville. Hey, don't forget, Main Street Station Restaurant in New Knoxville. Make one stop to eat at Main Street Station, and it will be your main choice thereafter. 105 North Main in New Knoxville. Dine in or take out. Phone 419-753-2909. 419-753-2909. Tell Kate Gottschalk you heard about Main Street Station on Scores Broadcast. Here's a steal by Country Day. Inbounds pass stolen. Faking a long three is Elizabeth Zimmerman. Gracie Barnes has not had a shot, Chuck, in about a quarter and a half.
No, she's not moving very well. I don't even think she's out
there.
Nope,
she has been subbed for at the moment.
Right.
Here is Elizabeth Zimmerman to Megan. Into the post to Sarah Zimmerman. It's all knotted up. A couple of white shirts get paws on the leather. The jump arrow favors Country Day. Baseline left of the rim. Speaking of Gracie Barnes.
She's coming back. She's not moving very well.
Nope. 2:29 left to go here in the fourth quarter. 33-27 still. New Knoxville up six. Big possession. Baseline left. Mormon. Good look. 15-footer. Got a fine shot off the inbounds pass. A screen. It wouldn't go. Rebound Avery Henschen. Gives it up the floor to a teammate. Driving layup is good. Wow. Beautiful basket by Waterman.
Yeah.
Sprinting to the rim. Open floor. Players scattered every which way. Big bucket. Here comes Gracie Barnes driving, shooting, a runner. No. Stick back Mormon. Foul against New Knoxville.
Well, I'll tell you, Country Day had every chance to get this thing down. They could not hit the basket. And then what a breakdown at the other end. And Waterman took a nice left-handed layup.
Yep, Rangers seized the opportunity. And Melissa Waterman sprinted 50 feet, wide open space in front of her. The other nine players were in backcourt. That was a big deuce. Took it up to eight.
Yep.
Free throw by Mormon. Fouled in the act of shooting. No good. Way short. Second shot. Bouncing. And in it goes. 35-28. 2:02 to go in the fourth quarter. New Knoxville in the lead. 10 players in backcourt. Avery Henschen to Flettergeon. Left-hand dribble. Goes behind her to Gable. Timeline to Avery. Back to Flettergeon. Hits Avery down the lane to Waterman. Layup. Good! Oh, my. Melissa Waterman to the rescue for New Knoxville. Two straight hoops by Melissa. Big ones. 37-28. Rangers, a minute 45 to go.
Yeah, that was big. And I pushed it back up to 9 points.
And Country Day gets a timeout, one of the last two. A minute 45 to go. Rangers up by nine, 37-28. Two enormous buckets by Waterman of New Knoxville. Hey, don't forget, Main Street Station in New Knoxville closes tonight at 8. You can take advantage of a salad bar. How about that? Lost in so many restaurants, the salad bar at Main Street Station. Everything prepared from scratch. Homemade pies, hand-breaded fish. You'll love the appetizers. I'm looking at an array of two or three pages of appetizers at the Main Street Station. You got wings, pizza, all sorts of sandwiches, fish dinners, grilled chicken, fried chicken.
Do they deliver to UD Arena? I'm starving.
Barbecue burger, the Jack burger, mushroom, onion, Swiss, the main dog, the patty melt, breaded turloin, breaded tenderloin, highly popular. And don't forget the Reuben. What an array of fine food at the Main Street Station in New Knoxville at 105 North Main. Phone 419-753-2909. Place an order after the game. Get your carryout from Main Street Station in New Knoxville. Closing at 8 tonight. 105 North Main in New Knoxville. Main Street Station Restaurant. Make one stop there at Main Street, and it will be your main choice thereafter. 90 seconds to go in the game. Country Day down 9. Baseline drive. Easter on the arc to Mormon. Fakes the shot. Doesn't let it fly. Gives to a teammate. Long three. Air ball. Elizabeth Zimmerman. Weak side rebound. Avery Henschen. Backcourt to Carson. Minute 20 to go. Rangers up 9. Avery Henschen is shouldered and fouled 75 feet from the rim.
That's still a common foul. They got one more foul before they send to the free throw line.
Tell you what, Chuck, I am anxious to try for the first time ever. I've never done it before. Hot pepper cheese balls. I've never had sweet potato fries before.
Oh, sweet potato fries are the best.
And they are the best at Main Street Station.
There you go.
Main Street Station in New Knoxville. 105 North Main. What an array of fine food. Just about everything homemade from scratch. Here's a long three ball, Country Day. It is Megan Zimmerman short. Skips across, weak side to Sarah. Eight-footer, not good. Scramble, loose ball. It is Country Day below the rim. Traveling called on the Nighthawks. That's a tough call to take, but I think the right one.
It was right. She tried to pull away from, did not get tied up, and move both her feet.
Down to 61 seconds to go in the game. 37-28, New Knoxville by 9 over Country Day. The tenor of this game set late first quarter, early second by New Knoxville's splendid suffocating defense. Carson Henschen races down the floor, and she's tied up right in front of the Rangers bench. Arrow favors New Knoxville. Now keep in mind, Country Day scored 2 points in the second quarter, went about 11 minutes in this game with just a field goal spanning the end of the first to the start of the third. Yeah. One bucket. That did them in.
Yeah, they picked it up here a little bit in the fourth quarter, but here's this defense has been stifling.
Gable penetrates the lane. Bad pass picked off Nighthawks, who throw it away right to the Rangers, who get it back. And then a foul. New Knoxville's Flutterjohn tripped. 42.9 to go. New Knoxville hanging tough, leading the 9. Coach Hegemeyer on his feet. His club in 2007 got to the state final, lost to Afrocentric after beating Bedford St. Peter Chanel 31-30 in the semi. Trying to get back to the final here today and play tomorrow 15 years later. Free throw missed by New Knoxville. Long rebound, Rangers, and a foul.
Yeah. Well, Country Day came back, and New Knoxville weathered the storm. Melissa Waterman, 2 straight baskets that pushed the thing back up to this 9-point lead.
And Country Day has totaled not even 50% of its normal per-game average offensively, which pushes 60, limited to 28 here today by the Rangers' magnificent defense. Sarah Zimmerman comes out, graduating senior for Country Day, being congratulated by Gracie Barnes, who does not conclude this game at the moment for the Nighthawks. She's on the bench. Senior Daisy McLean comes off, as does another senior, Jada Mormon, for Cincinnati Country Day. But they return a cohort of nice young players and will be very strong again next year, including junior Gracie Barnes. Free throw situation, Gable. She drops in 2, dead center. Swish, swish. 30 seconds to go. Country Day with the ball in the left corner. Nighthawks are subbed freely. Here's a long banker, missed. Avery Henschen on the board. Backcourt to Gable. 18 seconds to go. Head coach John Stell of Country Day says, let New Knoxville dribble it out.
Yeah,
down to
10,
9, 8, 39, 28 Rangers. Avery Henschen had a layup, passed it up, threw it to Gable. That's going to do it. New Knoxville on to the state final, tomorrow at 5:15, airtime at 4:45. New Knoxville Rangers, under retiring 17-year head coach Tim Hegemeyer, advance to the state championship and tackle the winner of New Washington Buckeye Central in Waterford tomorrow at 5:15, airtime at 4:45. We're going to take a 2-minute radio station break. Then we'll return, wrap it up. We'll hear from some more sponsors. Big 11-point win for the Rangers, who spurted ahead midway in the first and were never passed up the Country Day, which concludes the year at 21-6 regional champs who bow out here in the state semifinal. 2-minute break back at the radio station is coming up now. New Knoxville 39, Country Day 28 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at Superior Aluminum.com.
I am Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We welcome you right back here to the UD Arena, where the New Knoxville Rangers have defeated Cincinnati Country Day by a final tally of 39-28 to earn a berth in the state championship at 5:15 tomorrow against Waterford or New Washington Buckeye Central. Theme of the game, defense for New Knoxville. Stopping Cole Gracie Barnes, 16 points a game, held to 10 below her per-game average. She netted 6. Country Day, scoring about 60 per contest on the year as a team. Stopped by a solid defense today, limited to 28 points.
They had nobody in double figures for the game. They were led by Elizabeth Zimmerman, who had 9. Sophomore twin of Sarah. Sarah had 8. Sarah is the senior. She had 8. Jada Mormon had 6. Gracie Barnes had 5. Besides 9 points, Elizabeth Zimmerman had a couple of really nice steals defensively. She's going to be my Clancy's player of the game for Country Day. On the other side, New Knoxville, they had 10 or 12 from Ellie Gable and 10 from Carson Henschen, 6 from Melissa Waterman, 5 Avery Henschen, 3 each from Fletcher John and Becca Leffel. They scored 39, and I'm going to go with Melissa Waterman as my player of the game for New Knoxville.
Don't forget Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal-cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio. Got a mobile phone glitch? We're the fix. The cell phone shop in North Dayton at 2041 Harshman. Off I-75, take Needmore Road Southeast, and you'll extend right into Harshman Road. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off. At the cell phone shop on Harshman in North Dayton, we fix phones, tablets, PCs, game consoles, MacBooks, laptops, and more. We'll fix your phone while you wait. Broken glass, charging port, digitizer, camera, speaker, unlock service, and even water damage. The most prompt and reliable cell phone repair in Western Ohio. The cell phone shop, Needmore to 2041 Harshman in North Dayton. Diagnostics are free. No fix, no pay. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off at the cell phone shop in North Dayton. 937-567-0878. 567-0878. Any make, any brand. If we can't fix it, no one can. Cell phone ShopDayton.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
Thank you. As we get caught up on our sponsorships, I'm Jack with Chuck. Back again here at UD to wrap it up. New Knoxville victorious. The Rangers girls, coached by Tim Hegemeyer in year 17, his final one defeat. Cincinnati Country Day, 39-28. Fairly comfortable lead throughout. Country Day fought hard. They played extremely hard. Both teams did. the better defensive team won today, no question about it.
Yeah.
As Country Day was just throttled at the offensive end of the floor. Rangers won it by 11. Back to the state championship game as in 2007 for Coach Tim Hegemeyer and the Rangers. And that year lost to Columbus Afrocentric. Hopefully better luck tomorrow in a 5:15 tip against New Washington Buckeye Central or Waterford. Our airtime is 4:45 p.m. tomorrow in the state title game.
Well, the nice part about it for New Knoxville is whoever they play is going to have kids that actually live in that town, and they're not going all over the state of Ohio and recruiting basketball players like Afrocentric does.
You've been listening to our game today here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. The radio on your phone for high school sports. Or you may have tuned to a simulcast via WMVR Radio, a simulcast of our online presentation on WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Our radio station sponsors once again, Sydney Tire, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, DC Sporting Goods in Sydney, Realty 2000 in Sydney, and Sydney Pickwood Troy Body Car Star. Again, thanks so much to a couple of new Knoxville sponsors who joined us here today on ScoresBroadcast.com. Hoagie Lumber Company, that's on Route 29, just on the south edge of New Knoxville. On the left as you come into town from the south. Phone 419-753-2263. Hoagie Lumber Company. Outstanding craftsmanship. They are the experts when it comes to lumber products. And thanks as well to Main Street Station Restaurant in New Knoxville. Place your carryout now. Call 419-753-2909. 419-753-2909. Main Street Station Restaurant in New Knoxville. Make one stop to eat at Main Street, and it will be your main choice thereafter. Just an unbelievable array of appetizers, easy for me to say. Salads, burgers, fish, chicken, wings, pizza, you name it. They've got it. Tell Kate Gottschalk at Main Street Station Restaurant you heard about the restaurant right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Big game tonight. Don't miss it. 6:30 airtime from Kettering Fairmont's Trent Arena. Botkins against Tri-Village, D4 Boys Regional Final. Chuck, quick observation, how does it stack up?
Well, they're playing on the same floor that they played on at the Flying to the Hoop when Botkins won by one in double overtime. They did a great job on Sarver that night. They're going to have another good night defensively on him. I think that Botkins has overall better athletes from top to bottom, but Tri-Village has Sarver, who is a young man that can put 30 on you in a heartbeat. He had 30 in the semifinals the other night. So on the other side, you need the Plymans to have a good start to the basketball game.
I think the 3 6-5s and 6 6s on each team will fairly well cancel each other out, and it's going to come down to a few made three-pointers.
Well, if they can get Meyer, and I've gone brain dead, Wendell,
yep,
going, and then the other end, the other side, they've got some three-point shooters too. So, yeah, I think it's going to be a fantastic basketball game.
Once again, 39-28, our final. We thought 40 points might win it because of the great defense by New Knoxville. Rangers did not have to score 40. Last two field goals of the game for New Knoxville were tallied by Melissa Waterman. She had 6 4-points, two big hoops late in the fourth quarter. And Carson Henschen was dynamite. She was outstanding. And how about the floor game of Ellie Gable?
Oh, Ellie Gable was as advertised. She's as good as there is out there.
And
she handled the ball well.
And don't overlook the defense of Haley Fletterjohn on the ace of Country Day, Gracie Barnes, 16 points a game. And she was thwarted
held her to five.
Yep.
I mean, she got a little assist on the injury, but it didn't matter. The defense, when they got in the lane, they got nothing that didn't have a hand on it. They could not get a shot off in the lane without being deflected.
Big congratulations to the new Knoxville Rangers team, coaching staff, community. We are so proud of you, and we return tomorrow at 4:45 p.m. airtime, 5:15 tip. New Knoxville against the winner of Game 2, which is coming up here in a little bit at UD Arena between New Washington Buckeye Central and Waterford. So many thanks to our outstanding anchor sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Gaufney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, high-quality furniture at Gaufney, priced right, we've got you covered. Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie in Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. Thanks to Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Phone 419-628-3107. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around. Our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. For our radio station audience, thank you so much. For our online audience, thank you. Thanks to Tracy, the board operator at the radio station, for Chuck McBee, alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good afternoon from here at the UD Arena, where the new Knoxville girls have advanced to the state championship tomorrow, airtime at 4:45, by downing Cincinnati Country Day here by a final tally of 39-28. Good afternoon, everybody.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.